my pain, fear was melting my brain. I was counting the days to insanity. I was afraid to move myself, afraid to hurt myself more than I had until that day. Everything I believed in, everything I fought for, was now underneath my feet. And my heartbeat was so calm, couldn't be felt by anyone. So alone it gave me the creeps. My drugs got me in bed, went up to my head.
I'll give you candy, I'll give you who, everything. the second single from their second album from 1980's Wild Planet. That's the B-52s here wrapping up that set of music with Give Me Back My Man. Before the B-52s, a band out of Portugal called Silence 4 with their song My Friends. Now, if you have not heard me tell this story, you have not heard me play this song on my show, because I think I tell this story every time I play this song. But I first discovered the band and this song while I was actually in Portugal. This was 2010, I can tell you that much. I was in the back seat of a cab, and the cabbie had the radio on, and that song came on the radio. And I was like, wow, this song is really catchy, and I really dig this song, but I don't know who it is, and I don't speak Portuguese, so I can't ask him who it is, and this is 2010. I don't know how to figure out this information. So eventually, back stateside, I do a bazillion different internet searches with clips of the lyrics that I remembered and just descriptions of the band, and I finally figured out it was this band, Silence 4, that had an album back in 1998 called Silence Becomes It, and that's where that song came from. And that song always gave me just a hint of, like, the B-52s, so that's why I played you some B-52s right after it. Before the Silence 4, from Leeds, England, the band Cud. Now, that was the song I woke up to earlier this week, stuck in my head. Little bits of the lyrics and mostly the melody, the rhythm. So I was having a hard time remembering who it was. And then, like, a few days later, had one of those epiphanies where I just was like, Cud, Asquarius album, first track. And so what I did, I played it for you so that you could maybe get it stuck in your head this week, this weekend, next week, at some point in the future. Then the Fratellis, they're Scottish, they're from Glasgow. Started the entire set with Chelsea Dagger from the, I don't even know what it's from. So I shouldn't tell you that, but I was going to tell you Barry Fratelli of the Fratellis, 42 years old today. So happy birthday, Barry. You know, it's just now hitting the top of the hour, so that means I should remind you that you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. I also want to remind you, if you're a dad, it is time to dance. That's why I played all those dancing songs. And I don't care if you're doing the Cabbage Patch or that Running Man thing, or maybe a little jitterbug. Maybe you got some breakdancing skills in you, or something more contemporary. Like, are you a flosser? Can you floss? Most dads can't floss. I'm looking at you, Rich. Can't floss. Trust me. But in fact, I don't really care. And I don't really care if you're not very good, because all I care about is that you take a moment to dance with your kids. You know why? Because dancing with your kids is just a great way to bond with them. If you go to fatherhood.gov, you can learn more. This is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and one of the third worst dancers you'll ever hear on the radio. Me, the Mockster. Hey, speaking of bad dancers on the radio, have you checked out Courts in Session on Thursday nights with the your rockin' attorney? Doesn't say dancing attorney, rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Because he has on Thursday nights 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he focuses on new music by classic artists. That's the twist, and that's the noise of the twist. That's the twist. And it's right here on WRCT on Thursdays. And if we could be so blessed, he has an encore presentation of that exact same show Fridays, the next day, at 1 o'clock is when I'm pretty sure it starts. Friday afternoons, just tune in, you'll hear it. But speaking of my rockin' attorney, he reached out to me a little earlier today and said, hey, Mockster, I have a wonderful opportunity. As you know, I'm really good friends with a lot of famous musicians. And I was like, yeah, I know. He said, one of those, which is Al Harlow, who was in the band Prism, who's still in the band Prism. They're a Canadian band. They're big in Canada. Let's just put it that way. But no, they're I've played them on my show. They've been around forever. Well, they're doing a concert tomorrow. So by tomorrow, I mean Saturday. If this is my encore show on Tuesday you're listening to, just pretend, just go do something else for about 3 minutes. Because I want to tell you that my rockin' attorney says, I can get one of your listeners a free code for the streaming of that concert on Saturday. So the show starts at 6 p.m., which means that's 3 p.m. our time, because up in Canada, they're on the metric system, and the show's in Vancouver. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to make you work for this one just a little bit, because a couple weeks ago, Tom won a free pass to see Albert Bouchard perform live, do some Bluish Occult stuff. But this time, I'm going to make you work for it. So in the very near future, I'm going to play an Al Harlow song. All I need you to do is email me. Just email me the name of the song. So what is the name of the song, the Al Harlow song I played in that set of music? And one of my lucky entrants will win this code so they can watch it. They can invite all their friends and make it just a giant party if they want. How about that? That's what we're going to do. Hey, you know, let's move back into music, because I've just been rambling for like 15 minutes now. And you know, it was on this day, and again, I think it was 45 years ago, that the Rolling Stones released their Black and Blue album. So I was like, oh yeah, I should play nothing off that album, because I didn't really care for that album. Sorry. But the good news is, 5 years before that, on the very same day, they released Sticky Fingers. Let's play something off of that.
Just that demon, I forgot you in this way. It's just that demon, I forgot you in this way. Ain't Vegas tonight.
Yet another track from the brand new 4019's album. Brand new album is called New Roaring Twenties. And that was We're Going to Las Vegas here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the 4019's, how about something from Earl, Vince, and the Valiants? And you're like, okay, Mockster, that was a rockin' tune. What can you tell me about Earl, Vince, and the Valiants? How about I tell you this? That, I believe, was their only recording. The only song, and it was a B-side. How does that work? They didn't have an A-side. How about this? Earl, Vince, and the Valiants was a power trio made up of three people, hence trio. Those three people were Jeremy Spencer, Peter Green, and Mick Fleetwood. Boom! That's right. Basically, that was Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green era Fleetwood Mac. Jeremy Spencer wrote that song. It was a B-side. It was actually a B-side to a Fleetwood Mac single that came out on Immediate Records. The single was Man of the World, and then I think Immediate like folded right after that. So Fleetwood Mac really didn't put anything out. But they credited that song to Earl, Vince, and the Valiants. And as I mentioned, Jeremy Spencer wrote it. Bunch of bands, and by a bunch, I know three who have covered that song over the years. And well worth you researching and searching out. And, you know, future shows, you'll hear that. It's a great song. What did I tell you the name of it? Somebody's going to get their head kicked in tonight. Yeah, just the name of the song is inspiring. Hey, before the Earl Vince, how about some Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks? Stephen Malkmus of Pavement fan fame. He's probably a fan of his own band. I don't know. That was him actually doing a Black Oak, Arkansas cover, Keep the Faith. And start the entire set from the Sticky Fingers album, which was first released 50 years ago today. Rolling Stones and Sway. If I can sway you into paying attention just for a little bit, I want to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants? And most of them are for kidneys. The good news is that MatchingDonors.com is actually helping to change that, because what they do is they actually link organ donors with people in need of an organ, like a kidney or some other transplant like that. Now, you don't actually need to be donating a kidney to save a life. You can actually donate your boat, some real estate you have, a house. Hopefully it's your house. And you'll get a great tax deduction. At the same time, you're going to help save lives. Yeah, it's matchingdonors.com, or you can call them up, 800-385-0422. This message brought to you by matchingdonors.com and the Ad Council and WRCT. Speaking of websites, we have one called wrct.org. If you click on schedule, find the Viva La Mach radio program, you'll see my entire playlist from today and yesterday and sometimes future days. Want to follow along at home? Appreciate that. You can listen to the station. You know, you can also email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. I've got a request coming up fairly soon that came over the request line during the week, and that's the email address. Just to warn you, that is the email address, wrctrequest@gmail.com. If you want to win tickets to watch Prism live in concert on Saturday the 24th. So, again, that's tomorrow if you're listening to me on a Friday night. If it's Tuesday, you've already missed it, so just don't bother. All you have to do is tell me the name of the Al Harlow song that I play during my show in an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. And I'll put you in the pool and randomly draw someone out to get a chance to stream that at home and watch that this weekend. That's what I do. I do things for you because, well, I'm a nice guy. At least my mom says I'm a nice guy. I think this came out in September of last year. Cheap Trick, covering Bowie. It's Rebel Rebel. Viva La Mock.